Message number 205. God the Father, Satan's days are almost at an end on this earth. Thursday, September 29, 2011 at 2:15. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am God the Father. My beloved daughter, the time is drawing close for the world to witness the mercy to be shown to mankind by my precious Son Jesus Christ. Many forces of evil abound by those lost souls who pay allegiance to the deceiver Satan. They too are prepared for the warning and arrogantly believe that the power promised to them by Satan will steer them to a new worldly paradise of their own making. This is the greatest lie perpetrated by Satan to which they have succumbed. Their darkness of soul means that their hearts will show no mercy to those who believe in me, God the Creator of all things. The power they wield, however, is weaker now. Satan's days are almost at an end on this earth. But Satan will not rest until he has ensnared millions of these misguided and delusional souls. Pray for them, my daughter, for they are aimless. They are disjointed, and through their panic they will try all they can to control my children through their worldly possessions. Heed now my word. Mankind has no power. The only power will be through prayer, the armor against these wicked people. They in mortal sin have insulted me and my precious creation, and for this they will suffer. So many events will now unfold before the eyes of a disbelieving world. So many of my children will be bewildered and shocked when they feel the sufferings of purgatory and hell. All sinners during and after the warning will experience what they would were they to lose their lives. Those in sin will suffer the same burning purification as those souls in purgatory who await entry to my glorious kingdom. Those in mortal sin will experience the deep despair and darkness of the fires of hell. This suffering will not last too long, and then they will taste the world that they had experienced before the warning again. This world will be very different to the one before. For at last their eyes will be opened to the truth of heaven, hell, and purgatory. They will then have to choose which path they wish to follow. You would imagine, my daughter, that they will follow the path towards my divine love and compassion, but that will not be the case with so many hardened sinners. So infested will they be by the false empty promises made to them by the deceiver that they will go back to following his direction. They will fight, struggle, and through the influence of the demons unleashed by Satan set free from the depths of hell will allow their souls to be sucked into his evil plan for global domination. This is an urgent call to urge all of you to seek redemption from your hearts for your wayward lives. You have the time to do this, but do it soon. Prepare to ask for mercy. I love all my children. The great event is for the good of all my children. So instead of fear, allow my love to envelop you, to strengthen you. This way you will withstand the suffering which is ahead. Your loving Eternal Father, God the Most High.